This week on The Marquee, we've got a war against the undead and an underwater missing persons case. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Mila Jovovich is back for a fifth turn as Alice and is ready to kill more zombies in Resident Evil Retribution. In the 10 years since the original film, the zombies have evolved. Can you think of anything more dangerous than a zombie that can ride a motorcycle and shoot a machine gun? Hopefully the Academy will finally stop shunning this classic series and give it the recognition it deserves.
Well, for some kid-friendly action, there's Finding Nemo 3D. Pixar's Oscar-winning 2003 adventure follows a single dad fish who goes in search of his missing son. For a limited time, this delightful family favorite will be showing in 3D, which is sure to make the underwater action all the more exciting.
The dozens of rabid fans of 2006's Shall We Dance will be overjoyed that the sequel they've been dreaming of is at hand with Arbitrage. All joking aside, Richard Gere and Susan Sarandon are reunited in this financial thriller, which treads pretty heavily on familiar territory for Gere. See his previous works, including American Gigolo, Intersection, and Unfaithful.
Also opening in Columbus, the indie comedy For a Good Time Call stars Ari Grainer and Lauren Miller as roommates who decide to start a phone sex line to help pay the bills. It sounds to me like the female version of a romantic comedy. What would you call that, Nick? Cismance? A rogue girl-tic comedy?
A possible male challenge? Opening at the Gateway, the documentary The Green Wave explores the aftermath of the controversial and possibly rigged 2009 Iranian presidential election. Cell phone footage, animation, and social media postings help tell the story about how the Green Movement was intimidated and harassed, and how they continue to fight for their beliefs.
Julie Delpy follows up her 2007 romance, 2 Days in Paris, with 2 Days in New York. This time, Delpy stars opposite unlikely romantic lead Chris Rock. The couple's relationship is thrown into a tailspin when her family comes for a visit.
Opening at the Drexel, the documentary Death by China is based on the book of the same name, both directed and written by Peter Navarro. Martin Sheen narrates this look at the unhealthy economic relationship the United States has with China and what it means for our nation's future.
Well, we've got plenty of worthwhile options this week, but I'll give Finding Nemo my pick. Don't miss your chance to see it again on the big screen, in 3D no less.
I'm going to go the opposite route and go with the incredibly stupid Resident Evil Retribution. It's loud, dumb, completely over the top, and has a pretty girl disposing of thousands of zombies. In other words, it's the perfect movie for September.
Or if you're not in the mood for zombie wars or sharks in 3D, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like What to Expect When You're Expecting. Based on the best-selling book on pregnancy, this ensemble comedy follows a handful of different couples as they prepare for the arrival of a child. Well, since I was 8 months pregnant when it hit theaters, I could relate to the women, but it's the men who make this comedy fun.
Twilight mouth breather Kristen Stewart stars in the latest retelling of the classic story of Snow White and Snow White and the Huntsman. It's not nearly as terrible as it could have been, but it's far from perfect and doesn't actually star any real-life little people. Just normal-sized actors shrunk down with the aid of some computer magic.
In Lola Versus, indie darling Greta Gerwig stars as a heartbroken young woman who makes a mess of her life as she tries to get over her ex. It isn't always enjoyable to watch, and the supporting cast is pretty horrible. But if you've ever been dumped by someone you thought was the one, you'll be able to relate to this messy drama. And finally this week, if you're looking for some scares, check out some of the latest Blu-ray releases, like The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Jeepers Creepers, The Ring, or Killer Clowns from Outer Space. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Lola Versus. It ain't pretty, but it's true to life.
My pick of the week isn't a Blu-ray at all, but goes to the IMAX release of Raiders of the Lost Ark to coincide with next week's Blu-ray release of the Indiana Jones collection. It's been far too long since Indy was on the big screen in a decent movie.
Well, that's what you'll find on the marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week when Clint Eastwood and Brad Pitt face off at the box office. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
It's not the years, honey. It's the mileage.